Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. I want to welcome you to another edition of Christmas Inspirations, and we've had the opportunity to share a dozen of these inspirations now with you, and we'll continue to do so right up until the Christmas celebrations come to an end. So again, it is nice to have Bishop Sheen as our companion as he continues to share these thoughtful meditations, because we are here to meditate on, I'd like to say, the characters of Christmas time, the wise men, the shepherds, so many beautiful things. So today's inspiration is, we live below our possibilities. And you'll see here a beautiful picture of the three wise men. And so let me share with you this timely meditation. Most of us live below the level of our receptivity. We could be more educated than we are, more healthy than we are, and more musical than we are. These failures are often due to a want of opportunity or a want of will and resoluteness. But granted even these, there is a limit to what man can do by his own powers. Our philosophy today is obsessed with the idea that man can lift himself by his own bootstraps. Christmas brings the message that we can be receptive of a gift. As the manhood that God took from Mary was divinized, so too our human nature can also be divinized to some degree by making Bethlehem contemporary and by submitting ourselves to the open hands of God. But we are always afraid that if we give him our finger, he will take our hand, not realizing that we are only surrendering the spark in order to get the flame. Our human nature is measured not by what it can impart primarily, but by what it can receive. The ox at the crib could receive but little outside the sweetness of the grass and the coolness of the water. A dog can receive more than an ox, because he looks at his master as an inferior looks at his superior, in whom one discovers a greatness. In a kind of way, the dog finds deity in his master, for from him he learns both law and love. If we look upon Christmas as something that happened 20 centuries ago, then we forget our receptiveness to the divine life and truth and love which was brought to this earth and which is still available. If we open the windows, sun and wind will play through our dwelling. It was no wonder that the babe, when he grew to be a man, said to the woman at the well, "If thou didst know the gift of God." Never until God dwelt in the flesh could any man know what our poor, weak flesh could become. I want to thank you for joining me for today's reflection from Bishop Sheen as we continue to share his inspirational talks throughout this beautiful season. And so, everyone, I invite you to bring a friend and continue to like us here on YouTube and to share our videos with one another. And so, everyone, until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.